This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tui Ngāreo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm sitting in for Haisa, who is away celebrating turning fabulous 40. So I'll be doing a couple of weeks of shows, which is really fun. I've missed coming on and talking to you all. So this week, because of course it's the beginning of November and I'm doing that getting older thing, I'm constantly going, how is the year going so fast? It's going to be Christmas before we know it. This is crazy. But I am very, very much enjoying the warmer weather, the sunshine. We got out in the garden last weekend. It was really nice. So yes, that's really, really good. So what I want to do today is I want to share the Action for Happiness New Things November calendar, because I just really love the suggestions they have. It's a really nice way at the beginning of the month to get some ideas about, hey, some of these things that we could do, try out to see if they increase our well-being, our happiness, our kind of time to be with connecting with someone else or with our community or with just our environment. And it can be really nice. But before I get all into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab a pen and paper. And if you think, hey, Progress to Health sounds like something that'd be really helpful for myself or for someone else, you'll be able to grab all those contact details. And I also play a series of support lines at the end of the show, so that can be really helpful to have pen and paper ready for that as well. So if you think, hey, sometimes it'd be really good to be able to reach out to talk to someone, and it's really good to know kind of how to get hold of them, when they're available, and what sort of things they can support you with. But let's jump straight into the Action for Happiness New Ways November 2025 calendar. So if you haven't ever caught the Fighting Stigma Show before, or you haven't heard one of the episodes where I talked about the Action for Happiness calendars, I'll give you a quick synopsis. And so what they are, Action for Happiness is a global initiative working towards increasing the level of happiness for everyone. And so they do the calendars. So each month they have a series of suggestions that they put forward that's from a theme. So this month is new ways. So it's like trying new things. There's like motivational May, there's altruistic August, there's joyful July, like anything like that. It's quite often it's an alliteration. Sometimes December and January are a bit different because it might be about how to look after yourself finishing the year or how to kind of get started and looking after yourself at the beginning of the year. But it's really great. And so each day of the month, there is a different suggestion within that theme. And it's all around kind of connecting with others, looking after ourselves, increasing the happiness both for ourselves and for those around us. And I just really like it because having little suggestions can be really good. Because if our mental health is low or we're really, really stressed and things just feel overwhelming and so hard, it's really hard to think of a small thing we can do that will help ourselves or that might make a difference for someone else. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I definitely find if I'm having a really hard time, actually the thing that kind of helps me feel a bit better is if I do something nice for someone else and they smile or they laugh or they say thank you or I just make, you know, their life a little bit better. That is, I can feel that and I can recognize that and improves my mood. Whereas trying to do something nice for myself, sometimes when I'm really down, like it's really hard, like I don't notice it as a good thing. And so it's quite nice sometimes that the interaction we can have with other people. But let's go through. I'm going to go through each of the days of this month. And so each one will have a different idea. These are suggestions or an offer of an idea. None of these you have to do. You do not have to do them on the day that they're shared on. And some of them you might be already doing, maybe in exactly the same way or in a slightly different way. Maybe there's some that you've tried in the past and you're like, Vanessa, I am not doing that. That is all of the not good. These are just suggestions and an offer of an idea in case you're wanting some different thoughts of how what to do next. So let's jump in. So the 1st of November, so that was a Saturday, make a list of new things you want to do this month. The 2nd, respond to a difficult situation in a different way. Now that one might be a case of you might need to make a bit of a list of different things to like what to do in difficult situations. And maybe it's a case of after a difficult situation, you're like, I didn't really like how I reacted to that, or I didn't like kind of the outcome of that. So think about some different ways of reacting or responding another time, and then see if that helps you react in a different way or approach the difficult situation in a different way. On the 3rd, get outside and observe the changes in nature around you. So that was a Monday, so it was quite a reasonably sunny day, so it was quite nice. On the 4th, Tuesday, sign up to join a new course, activity or online community. Now, that doesn't necessarily need to be a paid one because obviously at the moment the cost of living is so high that it's actually really hard. It's not so much like, hey, join a university course and spend several grand, thousands of dollars. It could be have a look at maybe your local library, see if they actually have any groups or any training things. Have a look online, maybe have a look through Facebook. There might be a community group that is together. And one of the things that I really like is it doesn't, quite often when someone says the word education or course, quite often what we're thinking about is that it has to be educational, right? So it's actually straight out kind of like vocational, like employment stuff. But a new course, activity or online community, it can literally be anything. So maybe you're joining a crochet group, or are you going somewhere and learning to play bridge? Like, what is it that would make a difference for you that you'd enjoy? Something new and different. On the 5th, change your normal routine today and notice how you feel. So did you randomly do that yesterday? So change your normal routine today and notice how you feel. And it doesn't have to be a big change. It can be a little change. But yeah. And today is try out a new way of being physically active. Now, I really like that because it's actually about being physically active. It's not about doing exercise. It's not about weightlifting. Those might be the things you do. You might go for a run or a walk or go to the gym, go for a swim, but it's about doing something different. So is it just a case of doing sit to stand, like in a nice sturdy chair, doing 5 to 10 of those? Because actually having that balance, having that kind of tummy control and solid legs to get up and down nice and safely is actually really good. Wherever level you are at for your activity, physical activity, give that a go. And on the 7th, be creative. Cook, draw, write, paint, make, or inspire. And on the 8th, plan a new activity or idea you want to try out this week. So that's not necessarily go do it. It's actually just about planning it and kind of having an idea of something you'd like to try out. And that could be a really great one if you get together with someone and kind of come together with the ideas and maybe brainstorm together and say, hey, we could try and do something different. On the 9th, when you feel like you can't do something, add the word yet. That can be a really good one, isn't it? It's like, I can't walk 2 kilometres without being in pain. Yet. Changes the whole way the sentence sounds, doesn't it? And it changes the impact on ourselves as well. On the 10th, be curious. Learn about a new topic or an inspiring idea. And that can be any topic or inspiring idea. It needs to be inspiring to you, not to anyone else, so you don't have to fit anyone else's mould. On the 11th, choose a different route and see what you notice on the way. So it could be if you always go the same way, going to work or school, maybe to the school you drop your kids off or the daycare. Try a different way, even if it's literally just one block over. Or if you go for a walk regularly, is it even just go in the different direction around the block and notice what you notice. On the 12th, find out something new about someone you care about. Now that can be quite fun, especially if you've known someone for quite a long time. Finding something new can be a bit of a quite a different thing. I had someone try and do this as kind of like a party activity because like everyone knew each other for quite a long time and they had different questions. So it wasn't like the usual of like what's your favourite movie or music or food or colour or anything. They had what's your favourite flavour of dumpling? Would you choose pizza over Chinese? Like there was a whole series of random things and if you could have a conversation with, and I can't remember who was like Tom Cruise or Ryan Reynolds, who would it be? Like there was just very random questions, but it was a way of finding out something different about people you care about. On the 13th, do something playful outdoors. Walk, run, explore, relax. I really like the whole explore thing. Where I'm in Hamilton, and so going to the Hamilton Gardens can be really amazing. And having a look at the nature and just the different things and looking at the ducks, and yeah, it's really fantastic. 14th, find a new way to help or support a cause you care about. Now, it may be that you've always managed to donate money to somewhere, but that's not actually something you're able to do right now, or maybe you are still able to do that, but you want to do something a bit different. You could get hold of them and find out, like, you know, what would be making a difference for them? What's something that would be helpful? Some people end up doing volunteer work. Some people just talk to someone else about what that cause is, and that can make a difference. And the 15th, build on new ideas by thinking, yes, and what if? So it's about kind of having the idea and going, yes, if that happens, then what if? Like, what's next? So it's kind of always building on it. On the 16th, look at life through someone else's eyes and see their perspective. That's a very much a new thing for a lot of us, isn't it? Like actually thinking about how someone else sees the world around them and sees us. And actually, it can be take a little bit of work to do, but it can be really, really rewarding. On the 17th, try a new way to practice self-care and be kind to yourself. Now, that can be really good because we're obviously come out of winter now. We're pretty much, are we at the end of spring or most of the way through spring? And so, obviously, the weather's changing. So maybe some of your self-care things need to change for the season. I know mine definitely do. Like, what are the things that you could try something new to practice self-care? Is it about actually reminding yourself, like setting an alarm so that you make sure you eat dinner before 9 o'clock at night? Because actually you're so used to eating as the sun's gone down that now that the sun's not going down to like 8 o'clock, it's actually not going so great for the rest of your body, right? Like, what is the thing that you could try something different with? I know someone who would normally read books as part of their self-care, and then they thought, oh, I might try something different and try audiobooks. And so they did that, and that's really great because I know quite often the public library has a lot of different books, and they have e-books and they have audiobooks, and so it's really, really good. On the 18th, connect with someone from a different generation. Now, I've reached the age where I could go up or down in generations, and I have to say, having a conversation with someone who's like half my age is very much eye-opening and it's fantastic. And I kind of combine that one with the look through someone else's eyes and see from their perspective. It can be really amazing when you have a conversation with someone from a different generation, kind of what their experience of the world is. It's really amazing. And on the 19th, broaden your perspective. Read a different paper, magazine, or site. So we always have the same places we go to, the same places we get our information, the same places we kind of get kind of our connection to the world. But maybe try something different. So if you always just watch the 6 o'clock news or you always read a certain newspaper, maybe you go to a certain website, try something different. And if you're not sure what other different ones there are, ask some friends. Maybe have a look online, just Google search it and see what the other options are and try it a little different. On the 20th, make a meal using a recipe or ingredient you've not tried before. Now, I've made an amazing recipe I haven't tried before that I tried very recently, actually, and it's making a chocolate cake in a cup. And so it's called like a mug cake, so M-U-G cake, and it's got like 5 tablespoons of flour and like a couple of tablespoons of other things. So it's not very much. It is fantastic, and then you just put it in the microwave. And it's amazing. It was not something I have ever tried before. I'd heard about them, but I'd never tried it. I can totally recommend it. On the 21st, learn a new skill from a friend or share one of yours with them. Now, that's really awesome. Like, I quite often, because I like baking and I like cooking and I like cake decorating, I'm quite often sharing different skills around that. And I've got a friend who's desperately trying to teach me to crochet. I am not very good at it, but she's definitely trying to share that skill with me. It's amazing. On the 22nd, find a new way to tell someone you appreciate them. Because sometimes we get stuck in the rut of doing the same old, right? So sometimes it can just be really nice. Like, is it writing a little post-it note and saying something? Is it sending them a voice message? Is it finding the perfect meme to send them? Like, what is it that would make a difference for letting them know what they do and how you appreciate them? On the 23rd, set aside a regular time to pursue an activity you love. Now, I really like that because it's actually kind of a new way of being, isn't it? Because quite often we get so busy with day-to-day life that we don't actually just sit down and do things we deeply enjoy, especially if it's not something that kind of has like a physical outcome or kind of like a productive kind of feel to it. We're like, no, I need to be doing all these other things. No, just sit down and do the, or run around and do the, whatever it is, do the thing that you really enjoy and really love. On the 24th, share with a friend something helpful you learned recently. So that can be really great, like finding out, like just sharing something helpful. And it can be really great. So especially if you share something with someone, they might then share something with you and you'll learn something new that's helpful. On the 25th, use one of your strengths in a new or creative way. Now, that can be quite important, like trying to find a new way to do that. Sometimes that one's a little bit harder because it's like, actually, I can't think of a different way. So what you could do is you could ask someone, hey, what's something I could do that would be helpful that's around something you know I can do? And it's like, so maybe then it's finding a way, so strength you have in a different way they do it. On the 26th, try out a different radio station or a new TV show. Well, I can definitely say Fighting Stigma on Free FM is fantastic to listen to. Obviously, you're listening to it as well. You may be listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or through the Free FM website. But yeah, trying to find, maybe it's not even finding a different radio station, maybe finding a different show. So Free FM has such an amazing, amazing range of different shows. So you could probably find something incredible to listen to. On the 27th, join a friend doing their hobby and find out why they love it. And it doesn't have to be that you do the activity, do the hobby with them, though that might be what you do. It could just be sitting there and being around them while they're doing it and kind of getting that feel for it. The 28th, discover your artistic side. Design a friendly greeting card. Now, that doesn't have to be big and amazing and really expensive. That can literally be pen and paper and like colouring pencils and like an A4 piece of paper. It can be anything. Just make something a little bit friendly and kind of nice. And you can combine that with the one that was about telling someone you appreciate them in a different way. And on the 29th, enjoy new music today. Play, sing, dance, or listen. Whichever way round. I'm never going to be a play music myself. I am not, unless it's playing a CD, I am not artistic in that way at all, but I can definitely listen to different music and really enjoy it. And for the last day of November, on the 30th, look for new reasons to be hopeful, even in the tough times we're in. So yeah, so that is a few different things that we can look at doing just to kind of try out some new things in November. So if you found that been helpful to give you a few different ideas of new things to try out this month, you can find any of the Action for Happiness calendars on the Action for Happiness website, which is actionforhappiness, or one word, .org. So that's actionforhappiness.org. And have a look, and they have all sorts of amazing things on the Action for Happiness website. They have different talks regularly. They have little webinars. They have the 10 Steps to Happiness, like workbook. And so there's all sorts of different things, and you can connect with them. And also, if you're on Facebook, and I think also Instagram, you can find them. And it's really nice. You get to see, like, each day of the month, they actually post the whatever the activity is, the suggestion is for that day from the calendar. So that's really, really good. And also, if you're thinking, oh, I wonder what some of the stuff they've had in the past, but you're kind of wanting to more listen to it than actually read it, you're most welcome to find any of our Fighting Stigma shows. We have a whole lot on Spotify and also on the Free FM website. So that's freefm.org.nz. And so Free FM is all one word, and you just look up Fighting Stigma when you get there, and the picture that will go with that, both on the Free FM website and also on Spotify, is Hayesa and I smiling face with Free FM sign behind us. And we have all the episodes are labelled, so you can actually just look for another one that says Fighting Stigma, says Action for Happiness, and you'll be able to have a listen. But one of the things I know can make a really big difference is having a talk to someone. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play that series of support lines I talked to you about earlier. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So if you even need them, you've got them. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details or any of those support lines. We do play that at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So come back next week on Fighting Stigma for free on Free FM 89.0 on Thursday at midday. Also, a replay is at 5:30 a.m. on Friday morning or 3:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. But that's all we have time for today. So thank you very much for joining me today. And from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.